Sign up to The Economist for in-depth curated expert analysis of world events and topics ranging from business and culture to science and technology. You'll get the weekly digital edition, online-only articles, curated newsletters on politics, the markets, science, culture and China, and full access to The Economist Podcast Plus. The Economist is independent journalism for independent thinking. Go to economist.com and get your first month free.
Today is one of those days where I have more to do than I have time. My family and I have to be on the road for several hours today. I have several calls and meetings that I can't miss, several deadlines that are looming, several very pressing responsibilities. And let me say, I don't regret any of it. This is the life I chose. But I already know that at the end of the day today, something's not going to get done. Something's going to be missed. And I have a life lesson, something that I want to share with you. I might have taught it once or twice here on the podcast, but I really want to lean into it, particularly for all of you who are working from home and also trying to raise families and also trying to be protesters and demonstrators and organizers. This is for all of you who sometimes feel like you have way more to do than you have time to do. Today, I have a lesson for you that's really helped me navigate that space. It's not perfect. I'm going to share some intimate details from my life as well, but I hope it makes a difference. This is Sean King, and you are listening to
The Breakdown.
On an average day, I feel stretched so thin. I'm a husband. I'm a father to five children from elementary school, middle school, high school, and college, and they've all had a very hard semester. I help lead a media organization, the North Star. I have a daily news podcast, which has been a massive undertaking. You're listening to it, The Breakdown. On Fridays, I host The Breakdown Live, which is a live version of this podcast, but in video form. I help oversee several organizations that I co-founded, including Real Justice, which helps elect new district attorneys all over the country, and we've had great success doing that. The Action Pack, which has helped all of the political endeavors that I oversee. We just started the Grassroots Law Project. And in addition to that, I just wrote a book and am expected to promote it and sell it and have a book tour for it. I'm thinking about writing another book. My wife is a doctoral student and also the COO of the North Star and a full-time mother as well, obviously. And any one of those things and all the staffs that we oversee and manage, which we love the work, we love the teams, on any given day, including a day like today where my daughter, who's graduating high school, has a special event here in just about 45 minutes that I want to be present for. We are supposed to be on the road for several hours today, but also have several very pressing calls that I just can't miss. On a day like today, I feel stretched super thin. Some of our staff, including our legal director, Lee Merritt, our lead organizer, Chris Lazar, and others are meeting with the Justice Department, are testifying before the Senate, are meeting at the White House. And it's difficult. And there's a lesson that I've learned that I've tried to use for, gosh, at least 10 years now. I think longer than 10 years. And it's from a book written by a man who's actually a pastor in Atlanta. But the book, if you're not a Christian or if you're not religious, don't worry. The book is super smart and applies to you no matter what the situation or circumstance. But I'm going to teach you the main lesson today. I have a quick word from a brand new sponsor of The Breakdown. But right after that, I'll teach you the lesson. Hey, everybody. I'm super pumped to have All Form as a sponsor of The Breakdown. Allform is the newly launched expansion from our friends at Helix, and now they've branched out from mattresses, and Allform is making premium, customizable sofas and chairs that are shipped right to your front door. The sofas, sectionals, and armchairs at Allform are the definition of customizable. You can start small and then get new pieces to grow and expand when you have more space or more money. And I love the team at Allform. We're grateful that they are a sponsor here of The Breakdown. They put the customer first in every way. Shipping is free and super fast. They give free returns and full refunds for the first 3 months. And they have something that nobody else has. They have a forever warranty. Look, Allform has something for everyone. I love our Allform sofa because it's super comfortable and my family loves the way it looks. To find your perfect sofa, check out allform.com/breakdown. And Allform is offering up to 20% off of all orders just for our listeners at allform.com/breakdown. Check it out. Break it down. So I want to dig into this lesson, and I'm about to have to use it today. And so it was top of mind, and I wanted to share it on a day where I just feel pushed and poked and prodded and texted and emailed and phone called and Zoomed and Googled to death, pulled in every possible direction. Today, something is going to get shortchanged. There's no way that I'm going to get through the day without, I may drop a ball. I hope I don't. And I may fail somewhere throughout the day. I'm going to try not to fail, try not to drop a ball. But I can almost guarantee you that before I finally get in the bed at the end of the night and close all of my devices and put my phone on airplane mode and do all of that, I can almost guarantee you that somebody is going to be disappointed. Not, I may miss a meeting. I may have to cancel something. Something may need to get rescheduled. There's a chance none of that may happen. But what I do know for sure is that there's no way I'm going to be able to get through the entire day and nail everything that's in front of me. It's so much. It's almost too much. And because we also have a team that's meeting in Washington, D.C., I'm trying to monitor and support and advise and coach them the best that I can. Something is going to get cheated today. Something is going to get shortchanged. Something is going to not feel like it got my very best. Someone is going to feel that way. It's just a fact. I can't avoid it. Not today. There are ways I could change my whole life where I have fewer responsibilities. That's possible. But not today. It's not possible. Something is going to get cheated today. And the lesson, which is also the title of the book from Andy Stanley, is called Choosing to Cheat. And when I first heard it, I was like, choosing to cheat? Like, I thought it was a book about infidelity and how people choose to cheat on their spouses or something. I didn't even know what it was about. And what it was about and what Andy Stanley unpacks is that the more productive you are, the more likely it is that something is going to get cheated today. It might be your mental health. It might be your emotional health. It might be your family. It might be a certain work responsibility. Something will get cheated today because in a productive person's life, you often have more to do than you have time and energy to fully complete. And on a day where you know something is going to get cheated, you have to choose. And what Andy Stanley says so brilliantly is the crux of the lesson that I want to teach you right now. is that if you don't choose what gets cheated, the world, life, corporations, your responsibilities will choose for you. And normally, if you don't choose what's going to get cheated in your world today, the world will choose for you, and often it will choose against your own best interest. It will choose against your mental health. It will choose against your family. It will choose against even your integrity. So you have to look at your day and say, ah, something is going to get shortchanged. Something is going to get cheated. And instead of me just allowing the world to dictate what that is, I'm going to have to be an adult. I'm going to have to step up and make a decision on what gets cheated today. And on most days, I think about that. On some days, I get it right. And I choose not to cheat my family. I choose not to cheat my children. On other days, I fail. And I'm disappointed by that. It's a confession, an admission to you. But I am thinking today that here in 30 minutes, I need to be with my teenage daughter who's having a special moment for high school. And so by me doing that, some other things are going to get cheated. And they're all important. They're all vital and essential. And I have deadlines and they're all very, very important. But this is a moment where I have to choose to cheat so that I can be there for my family. Think about this. If you don't choose what gets cheated, the world will choose for you, and it's often not in your best interest. I've got to run. I hope this lesson is insightful for you. I know it's a departure from what the breakdown normally is. You have to remember, I was a teacher for years. I was a pastor for years. I was a counselor. And so don't be surprised if I barge in here and give you some dad advice or some life teacher, counselor, pastor advice. But I love you all. I appreciate you. And today is one of those days where I'm having to make some difficult choices. I just want you to understand that on your hardest days, you still have the power to make some smart, difficult choices, to cheat the things that can afford to be cheated so that those that can't continue to be there for you. Take care, everybody. Break it down. The break down.